By the way, where an amendment, a curtailment or a settlement has taken place, then current service cost and net interest are measured using the updated assumptions from that remeasurement. The past service cost measurement, any gain or loss on settlement is also based on updated assumptions, but ignores the effect of the asset ceiling if the plan is in surplus. Changes in the asset ceiling are recognised in the OCI as well, by the way, as usual.